Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, 2021, in terms of what happens with the new White House and in Congress, and, you know, Ray, one of the things I was most proud of when I was at New England Cable News was the show we did called Primary Source. We created it from scratch. We did an hour every night focused on the New Hampshire primary and primary politics. It's kind of crazy that we're in January, because it was almost a year ago that we had the New Hampshire primary and Super Tuesday, and then the proverbial stuff hit the fan with the pandemic, and then everything changed. It was kind of amazing. But I had the pleasure of meeting a lot of new people in the political business, and it's been fascinating to be keeping these relationships up. And one of them is Ozzie Palomo from Chartwell Strategy, who, you know, one thing that's difficult in the Boston area, honestly, is to get
a Republican?
Yes.
Charlie Baker?
Well, I mean, Ozzy and some others might not really call him a Republican necessarily either. And Ozzy joins us. He's really a Republican strategist, I guess. Ozzy, how are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ray, Brian. Great to be here.
Listen, I want to start with the biggest questions, really, honestly, because we have an outgoing president who really dominated the Republican Party for the last 4 years, and we're curious as to what happens next. What do you think the Republican Party needs to do to sort of build it back?
Yeah. Again, thanks for having me. And just to clarify, I think Charlie Baker is a solid, good Republican.
Okay.
Don't get me in trouble there. But look, I think the party's going through obviously a change. You know, you've got a changing of the guard with the president leaving office today, heading down to Florida and Mar-a-Lago. From a policy perspective, you know, Republican ideals pretty much remained intact as the Trump administration advanced Republican policies that were largely, you know, the focus of the party for the better part of a decade or so. I think where there was a lot of deviation was on the personal character and what I would categorize as the antics. But moving forward, you know, given the fact of what happened a couple weeks ago at the Capitol, I think the party's wrapping its head around about what the future means with or possibly without Donald Trump involved.
Brian and I were talking about this a little bit, and as you pointed out, he'll be leaving the White House shortly, and he'll be, of course, heading down to Mar-a-Lago, landing in Palm Beach one last time, West Palm, actually. But, I mean, the fact is, you know, there's some speculation what he's going to do, because, you know, he's not going to be one of these guys who fades off into the sunset. I just don't think he can. But Brian and I were talking about this. Okay, he's off Twitter. He's got no way of really jumping into all of his thousands, millions of followers. So does he start another party? What does he do?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, the president getting kicked off of Twitter, I think, was a real blow to his messaging. I think we saw him from even before he was president really use that platform as a way to get kind of an unfiltered message to those that followed him. And I think that's largely how he became that kind of this cult of personality. So I don't necessarily agree with the fact that Twitter kicked him off. I think as an elected official and leader of the free world, it's always critical to kind of get a real-time view as to what folks are thinking. But as far as next steps, look, you know, he's still a force within the party. Obviously, I think the brand took a little bit of a hit given the Capitol riots, but it's politics. So there's never, you know, the second chances are in abundance, I would say. But, you know, there's a lot of rumors of what he'll plan to do next. I think he'll certainly meddle, you know, in Republican politics for years to come. You've got the 2022 midterms. I think, you know, they're paying attention to what happens in the Senate with the impeachment trial. I think Mitch McConnell has made that calculation that regardless of what happens, I think he was going to have to deal with Trump in some form or fashion. So that's probably being taken into account on how certain Republican senators vote in the next few weeks. And then the issue about starting a third political party, I think it sounds great in theory if you're a Trump supporter, but in practicality, it's pretty hard to get a party up and running. I mean, it's pretty big endeavor that costs a ton of money, has, you know, a lot of time.
Yeah, he has, you know, a couple hundred million that he's raised that he can do pretty much what he wants to. He raised a lot of money in the legal effort post-election. We're talking with Ozzie Palomo from Chartwell Strategy here on The Morning Show with Ray and Brian. You know, I guess, so just to quickly to summarize, is the Republican Party still the party of Trump, yes or no?
It's a little bit more complicated than yes or no, but I think he has a lasting influence and will have it moving forward. But I don't think by any means that, you know, the party is certainly bigger than one individual. But I think, you know, we'll see this slowly progress, and I think there'll be some sort of decoupling, probably not immediately, but certainly down the road.
Go ahead, Brian.
You know, with the 50-50 split in the Senate, and there's been a lot of stuff outside of judges that has just sat there for a while, with Democrats really controlling things in D.C. for the most part, what would you like to see done that hasn't been done? I mean, there's still probably some legislative agendas that the Republican side would like. What would you like to see happen?
Yeah, I think especially with the split, I mean, I think bipartisanship is going to be key, and that's certainly going to be a theme that you'll hear President Biden speak during his inauguration speech. But I think as far as low-hanging fruit on the policy side, I mean, infrastructure is a no-brainer to me. I think that's something that could easily garner 60-plus votes in the Senate. You know, it's a program that will hit every state. Every state is needed. I mean, the roads here in Connecticut, I don't have to tell you guys, but we have our own infrastructure concerns here.
No.
But really, you know, realistically speaking, to me, that would be the one that if I were the Biden folks, that would aim at. I think the Trump administration made a mistake by not going after that first. And we've heard infrastructure for years. So why not do it now?
I was going to back up for just a sec. What do you think were his major accomplishments? Because a lot of them are, as you mentioned, are a lot in line with traditional Republican thinking. Diminished regulation, perhaps, lower taxes. I mean, that's all pretty much in sync, isn't it? So you're saying it was the personal aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and if you took a look at the president's taped address that they released yesterday, you kind of scratch your head and you wish that that was the kind of leader we had, you know, all of the time, not just in sporadic moments. But from a Republican Party orthodoxy, I think you hit two issues right on the head. You had one of the largest, if not the largest, tax cuts in a generation, which they passed. You had a lot of deregulation, which really was the economic driver behind some of the economic growth we saw under President Trump. You certainly had trade deals that put American workers first, and those bore fruit. And you had support from, you know, not just industry, but labor unions on a lot of what the president was able to accomplish with the USMCA. So there's a lot out there that I think will remain. And it'll be interesting to see how the Biden folks start to kind of dismantle that, because I think that'll really start to show the difference between the two parties. And it will give the Republicans kind of a little bit of a break to less focus on Trump, more back to the policies.
You really don't want to see, excuse me, a nation where every 4 or 8 years the person comes in and just reverses everything that I mean, to me, that's not the way we're supposed to work. But and so that's, I mean, you can talk. I'm not even talking about any Trump policies that might get reversed. I'm talking generally speaking. I think it's just a bad way to have the United States run. But, you know, we know generally that midterm elections are difficult for the ruling party, right? So I'm curious, Ozzie, what do you think the approach should be for Republicans? Because they're close in the House. I mean, they're not far away from getting some control back in the House. And obviously the Senate is split down the middle. It's strange to talk about it, but there's already talk about what's going to happen in 2022. What do you think needs to happen to balance it out in Congress?
Yeah, from the Republican standpoint, I think you're right. I mean, the razor-thin margin that Speaker Pelosi has is really going to be a challenge for her in controlling her conference. But I think the Republican, you know, conference is not without its challenges, and certainly not without its kind of more fringe elements, as I would say. So I think controlling the messaging is going to be key. Being able to drive differences that are truly focused on policies, not personalities, is going to be critical. On the Senate side, I think the quicker they get through this impeachment trial, the better it is for both parties. I think the impeachment trial is going to hamper the Biden agenda at the gate. And I think Republicans don't want this to last any longer than it needs to, because it just reminds folks about, you know, the insurrection we saw on January 6th in the Capitol. And it's just a loser for Republicans. But that's what we keep talking about.
We'll have to talk again. Ozzie, we've got to go here. But we have other news, although you gave us quite a bit this morning. So thank you for that. So we'll talk to you soon. All right. Well, that was good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.